Our safety measures are directives that promote individuals remaining in their homes as much as possible, reduce capacity at sites where non-household members mingle, and curtail some non-essential services. All activities where individuals will be or can be in contact with non-household members require an appropriate face covering unless medically exempt. Our first recommendation is that all public and private gatherings and events with individuals not in a person's household be prohibited, except for outdoor church services and outdoor protests. And these activities will require masking and distancing. Our second recommendation is that occupancy limits be reduced as follows at the following sites. Permitted activities at facilities that operate outdoors where everyone is masked are now at 50% occupancy, maximum occupancy. Essential retail that operates indoors where everyone again needs to be masked is at 35% maximum occupancy. And non-essential retail that operates indoors where everyone is masked is at 20% maximum occupancy. We also recommend that beaches, trails, and parks remain open for active recreation. Running, biking, swimming, walking, playing outdoors should all be permitted with distancing, infection control, and required masking, except for swimming. Gatherings at any of our public spaces or beaches, trails, and parks are prohibited with members outside of someone's household. We also recommend that at shared outdoor facilities for recreational activities that are already operating remain open for individuals or members of a single household, again, with required distancing, infection control, and masking. This is limited to our golf courses, tennis courts, pickleball, archery ranges, skate parks, bike parks, and community gardens. Outdoor and indoor pools that serve members from more than one household should be closed except for regulated lap swimming. We also are recommending that a very small number of businesses and activities be closed. Some of these are already closed, and we recommend they remain closed. Non-essential office-based businesses, playgrounds, except for playgrounds that are at childcare or schools, card rooms, bars, clubs, and lounges, theaters, spectator performances, sporting events, other events, bowling alleys, and arcades. We're also recommending that the following activities continue under the current reopening protocols: childcare and daycare, K-12 schools and day camps, with one new requirement for a 14-day closure with any outbreak. That's three cases or more over 14 days. Institutes of higher education, libraries at 20% maximum occupancy, youth sports for conditioning and skill building only, and pro sports, which are now, because we're in tier one, spectator free. We also will need to continue to adhere to the state's curfew requirements that require that all gatherings with members of other households and all activities conducted outside the residence with members of other households cease between 10 p.m. and 5 a.m., except for essential activities and those activities required by law. People experiencing homelessness are not subject to this curfew, and any number of persons from the same household can leave their residence if they do not engage in any interaction with individuals from other households between the hours of 10 p.m. and 5 a.m.